Political organizers in Canada, particularly those with center-right leanings, have a tendency to look at the United States for inspiration. In the past decade, Conservative Party of Canada voters have been more sympathetic than others to the ideas of Republican Party presidential candidates, such as Mitt Romney or Donald Trump. As the Conservatives prepare to choose a new leader, the concept of freedom has been mentioned prominently by contender Pierre Poilievre. There has been a concerted effort to frame these discussions as a uniquely Canadian occurrence. For Republicans in the United States, advocating for freedom has taken different forms in recent years. The so-called Tea Party gave way to severe criticism of longtime politicians, culminating with complaints about government performance during the COVID-19 pandemic and the ludicrous claim that the 2020 presidential election was stolen from Trump. Canadians are not in the same frame of mind when it comes to freedom, and the data shows it. This month, research company and Glacier Media measured polarization among Canadians and Americans and found immense differences. In the United States, 73% of Americans believe that elected politicians are curbing their freedoms. In Canada, the proportion is decidedly smaller, 39%. Almost half of Americans, 49%, feel they cannot express their political views sometimes because they fear reprisals. Just under a third of Canadians, 32%, express the same view. The notion of a federal government that is oppressing and controlling rings true for more than 3 in 5 Americans, 62%, including 80% of Republicans. Only 41% of Canadians, and 67% of conservatives, concur. There is only one statement where the numbers are similar on both sides of the 49th parallel. Slight majorities of Americans, 52%, and Canadians, 51%, feel their vote in federal elections does not make a difference. This has little to do with the popularity of particular politicians and is directly related to two long-standing systemic features, the Electoral College and the first-past-the-post system. Canadians are also more respectful of dissenting views. More than 3 in 5 Americans believe two aspects of public discourse are worse now than a decade ago. The ability of people to disagree with each other on social media, 63%, and the ability of people to disagree with each other in conversation, 62%. We also found that 58% of Americans think it is now harder for people to persuade others to look at an issue differently, and that 50% have reservations about the ability of people to question stories they learn about in the media. Canadians are nowhere near this level of pessimism. While almost half, 46%, feel social media discourse has deteriorated in the past 10 years, fewer feel the same way about regular conversation, 40%. Persuading others to analyze matters differently, 38%, and reviewing media stories, 37%. The disparities are also staggering on what we argue about. Americans find themselves disagreeing many times with others more often than Canadians, on issues such as federal politics, 40% to 24%, immigration, 28% to 17%, and morality, 25% to 16%. Only when discussing Indigenous and Native American matters are Canadians more contentious, 14% to 11%. Still, no topic has created as much of a stir as COVID-19 mandates and vaccines. More than a third of Americans, 36%, and more than a quarter of Canadians, 26%, say they have found themselves disagreeing with people many times about how to deal with the pandemic. In fact, 31% of Canadians and 30% of Americans say they have stopped talking to a person on account of a dispute related to COVID-19 mandates and vaccines. Abandoning a friendship because of pandemic opinions is more common among American Democrats and Canadian Liberals, 36% and 33%, respectively, than among American Republicans and Canadian Conservatives, 28% and 27%, respectively. It is evident that Canadians and Americans are not as equally polarized as some people, particularly opportunistic political organizers, would lead us to believe. The notion of a country that is under attack by elected officials may ring true for most Americans, but Canadians are not on the same page. Canada's next federal election will probably not be contested on the basis of which prime minister can guarantee the protection of freedoms that, at this particular point, fewer than half of Canadians believe are under threat. Mario Canseco is president of Research Co. Results are based on online studies conducted from August 19 to August 21, 2022, among representative samples of 1,000 adults Canada and the United States. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian and U.S. census figures for age, gender and region in each country. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 3.1 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.